Hey, listen up, Bond and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to, let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there, your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number, 407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone was 407-898-2483.
This hour is brought to you by Purina. Help your pet thrive with ProPlan veterinary supplements.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Tower Studios, live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Glenn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And this is your host, Michael. And if you don't know, when you're turning those dials, what we're talking about, well, this is a talk show. And we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. Hope you like the show. This is going to be a very interesting show tonight. Glad you folks are listening. We haven't spoke to you folks for a year. That's right. We haven't spoke to you folks for a whole year. That's right. Since 2023. We haven't spoke to you then. Right? Yeah, this is 2024.
If you say anything about 19 anything, all right, we know it's been a while for you.
Well, Happy New Year to everybody. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. But before we begin the show, we have to introduce to the players tonight. First, to my left, my one and only, and I mean the only one who puts up with me and who's my boss with the hot sauce, my co-host. Her name is Lynn Golder. Lynn Golder, you're up.
I'm up. Hi, everybody. Welcome, welcome to 2024, our first show in 2024, the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Wow, the years are, I just told Chris, he said, Happy New Year, and I said, yeah. The years are rolling by, right, Chris?
Real fast.
Happy New Year, Christopher.
Happy New Year.
All the way from Winter Park, our co-host tonight, his name is Gary Sinclair. Gary, you there?
Happy New Year, everybody. It's good. You got to continue to listen to Blind and Beyond Radio Show, because we sure have a good year coming up in 2024.
And we also tonight
have a very special guest tonight. A very special guest.
Yes, co-host for the
She's our guest. Guest co-host. That's right. All the way from Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania. Her name is Liz Alexa. Liz Alexa, are you there?
I most certainly am. Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.
Happy New
Year to you, Liz.
Happy New Year. Show of the year.
And a healthy and happy New Year to you and Gary and Chris and everybody.
And all the way from Ocoee, Florida, who's pushing those buttons, and our producer with the mostest, with the ghostest, with the mostest, Chris Shaw, you there?
You already know. Happy New Year to you, and definitely to you. I'm so excited to be back. Woo! Missed you guys.
You missed us. You missed us, right, Chris?
Yes, I did. I really did.
Well, we missed you. How's Nikki?
Yeah,
the
1 week.
I know. That seemed like a long time for that 1 week. That was the longest week ever.
Yeah,
Actually, 2 weeks because we had a best of last
week. Yeah, it was 2 weeks. 2 weeks?
Yeah.
So, yeah. But everybody's doing okay. They're growing, getting taller, and getting frustrated with me. So they glad I'm back at work.
No, they
glad I'm back at work.
Did they stay up for the New Year?
Yeah. We was up all night for the New Year and took them an extra hour before they went to sleep.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's you young people.
Right.
I heard something. I heard something, folks. I want you to think about this. 2023. Should we say good riddance? Should we say it's good to see you goodbye, 2023? Was it a good year for you folks, or was that so good? I'd like to hear from somebody. The phone number to call in if you'd like to say what's happened in 2023 to you, was good, bad, or indifferent. The phone number is 407-894-1680, 407-894-1680. We got some shout-outs now.
I do have, mine are kind of just general, but healthy and happy New Year to everybody. And happy birthday month to Chris Shaw.
Hey, thank you.
Hey.
And then happy birthday month to co-host Sheila Young. If she's listening.
Good luck.
That's all I have right now.
Also, I want to give a good shout out. I hope he's listening. I don't know if he's listening, but my friend, his birthday is tomorrow, is Sid Payne. Sid Payne from Philadelphia.
Hey.
Yeah, we know Sid. Hey, Sid, yay.
Oh, dear. How about Gary?
Gary, you have any shout-outs?
I want to give a shout-out to my son, Wayne Sinclair. He's listening tonight, I'm pretty sure.
Oh,
and maybe
Gary.
My grandsons. Huh?
I forgot. I'll tell you the message on the air. The whole world will hear it.
Oh, good.
Send a birthday gift to your granddaughter, Jules, and I saw her picture, and she was so adorable. In this outfit that they picked out, that I bought one for both of our great granddaughters.
So the gift that
terrific.
You
terrific.
The gift that you gave, I copied it.
Lynn copied
ours.
The gift because she's always.
Oh,
so
okay.
Did you know what it was, Gary?
It I was forgot.
A little. It's a baking set. She's wearing a baking calf and cat hat
right.
and an apron with cupcakes all over. It's so cute.
Okay, that's what I told her to get her. I sent her the money and I said. This is what I want to get her, but they sent me a blanket with all the kids' pictures on it, football pictures and everything.
I can't wait to
see a nice blanket.
That's neat.
Yeah.
All right. How about you, Liz? You have any shout outs?
I would absolutely like to shout out to my mom and dad. I believe they are listening from Florida. And Logan back at home. And a big hey to my boyfriend, Charles.
All righty. Well, hopefully everybody's listening. Okay.
Yeah.
We didn't say anything about Chris Shaw. He might have some shout-outs, too.
Yeah. He always has shout-outs.
Well, yes, I do. I got one shout-out. It's only fair. I want to say a shout-out to my beautiful wife because her birthday is Monday. Hey!
Yay! What a birthday.
Yeah, I remember that. Her birthday's this month also.
Yeah, hers at the end of the month. But I think we got a caller on the phone line already calling in to say hi. It's the one and only, I believe it's Miss Kelly. Kelly, all the way from Tennessee.
Kelly.
Are you there?
Kelly James.
We have a caller from Tennessee calling in.
Yeah, we got
Kelly.
Us a caller already.
Are
Kelly.
Kelly from Tennessee.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Kelly.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Kelly.
Happy New Year, Kelly.
Happy New Year. I had a great year. I got a new job.
I got to come to Orlando for a nice week. I got to go on a cruise. I hadn't been on a cruise in a long time.
Where to?
I had a good year. Spent Christmas with my family, spent Thanksgiving with his family, and got to take a vacation this summer to see my family.
Cool.
So, yeah, it was a good year.
Where'd you go on the cruise?
So I'm going on a cruise the end of this month, because I get to go every year now that Rory plays on the cruises, the country music cruise and the polka cruise. I'm only going on the country music cruise this year. So last year I went on the polka cruise. So every year in January I get to go on one or the other.
Where to?
Very cool.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. Happy New Year.
Sure, Kelly.
Happy
New Year.
Happy New Year.
Glad you're listening out there in Memphis. Nashville. I always forget.
Nashville.
For those folks who don't know, they're listening for the first time. We're live from Orlando, Florida, and you can hear us all over the world. They say we are the only, listen to this one, we are the only commercial radio show in the world for the visually impaired and blind community, as well as the sighted community. 30% of our audience is sighted, 70% is visually impaired and blind. That's right. That's why we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. So this show, if you listen in the car, hope you enjoy it. Don't get in an accident. We got some great trivia tonight. Tonight, I think we're going to have 3 or 4 trivias.
Yeah, I believe 4 at least.
Listen to this.
Well, yeah.
So get ready.
It's Gary.
Wait a minute. So get ready to answer some questions.
Yep.
The phone number to call
in. Not surprises.
Today is 407-894-1680. Let me repeat that. 407-894-1680. I hope you all received your food gift cards or your Visa gift cards. So we gave away $50. And those folks who got them wrote in. And it's something we have to read out more of. You read one.
No, I read a few.
Yeah?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you only read one.
No. I read a few. So, before we go to break, I just want to remind everybody, we'll talk about it a little bit more later, but January is Glaucoma Awareness Month. And if you have glaucoma and you'd like to share a little bit about what you're going through, just give us a call.
Just so you'll know, glaucoma, you should always check your eyes at least once a year. I check mine every 4 months.
Glaucoma. You can just treat it.
6 months, right?
Yeah.
Every 3 months.
Every 3 months for the pressure in your eye?
Yeah.
I go every 3 to 4, huh? You want to go to break?
Yeah, we'll come back to Liz.
All right, we'll talk about glaucoma too.
Yeah.
We're going to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. There's a lot more happening. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Donate today at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting
Blindness. We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
Become a valued team member at Alabama Industries for the Blind, where, for over 90 years, we have been providing valuable employment opportunities to people who are blind, deaf, deafblind, or have other disabilities. Every day, we live the idea that everyone can work and have a successful career. AIB offers pathways to financial independence through jobs with competitive pay and excellent benefits. We have a diverse workforce with a variety of jobs and skill requirements. Select the job that fits you, whether it is a manufacturing position, being a SOAR for any number of projects which support American troops, working with our valued customers, or supporting any number of other areas. There is a job that can fit your talents and ambitions. We invite you to find out more about us. Explore current job openings and apply online at www.aidb.org. Let us show you how you can be limitless.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact SpectrumAccess at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back. We are live from Orlando, Florida. Hope you're enjoying good weather wherever you are. I understand some parts of the country, the snow. I miss the snow.
Yeah.
From Philadelphia. I miss the snow. Lynn,
I don't.
You are up.
Okay. All right. I get to do my job here. All right. So, our first guest, well, she's actually a guest co-host, but she's also a guesty guest. We'd like to introduce a guesty guest. That's my new name.
A guesty guest.
Guesty guest. So we'd like you all to meet Liz Alexa. And Liz is the founder of the Self-Discovery Advisor. And I believe she's going to talk about tonight about being positive in the new year. So welcome, Liz. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Welcome, Liz.
Welcome,
welcome. Thanks, everybody. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy
and
New
may
New
I
you.
Say you're former president of the Lehigh Council of the Blind?
I am, not as ever since May of 2023. I did resign my position at that point in time, but that has been taken over by an incredible woman, Debbie Rozier. So she is now leading the chapter.
Very nice. So, Liz, tell us a little bit about yourself and what made you go into becoming a life coach.
Well, for those who aren't aware, I am, I guess, what some may call still kind of new to the visually impaired world. I lost all of my sight 11 and a half years ago from diabetic retinopathy, and I have been a type 1 diabetic with a lot of complications for the last 32 years now. And I lost my eyesight very, very quickly at the age of 27. And I decided I wanted to go back to school and be a role model for my son. He was 8 at the time. He will be 20 in April, the beginning of April. But you know, I've been on this journey and this thing called life. And Lynn, I think it was one of the first times we spoke almost 7 years ago. Now I had explained how, when I had my physical sight, I feel like I lived in the dark. And now that I live in physical darkness, I can only see the light. And, that perspective has completely changed my life.
Liz, I think you should say that again, because what you just said is really, really deep. And don't you want the audience to hear what you just said again?
Absolutely. And that's, you know, when I had my physical sight, I feel like I lived in darkness. And now that I live in physical darkness, I can only see the light.
And I can understand exactly what you're saying, because I always say, I didn't smell the roses when I was sighted. When I was sighted, I just worked and traveled and not home. And now I'm home with my wife and I can smell the roses. Before, I couldn't smell the roses. So it's not everybody what they think. Because what you just said, now you can see the light, even though you're blind, and I can smell the roses, even though I'm blind.
Exactly. You know, and that's the beautiful thing when we all begin to realize that everyone has perspectives. Everyone has different perspectives. Everyone is going to see a situation completely differently. But that never makes it any more or less intense or difficult or challenging, prideful, you know, something that you want to be proud of. There, you know, it's interesting how many people try to compare themselves. And I was so tired of always trying to be someone that I wasn't, trying to be what other people expected me to be.
I have a question for you. This is Michael. I have a question.
Sure.
You said you went blind due to
diabetic retinopathy.
Diabetes,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a stupid question.
There are no stupid questions.
Well, yeah, I'm going to ask you a stupid question because I'm a diabetic myself. But the question I have to you is, why, if you were a diabetic, why did you go blind? You didn't take care of yourself? You didn't listen to the doctor? What would you think that you, what was the problem?
My specific type of diabetes is very, very difficult to manage. I have what's called highly insulin resistant type 1 brittle diabetes mellitus. And basically what that means is I have a metabolic condition where my pancreas has completely stopped working and my body actually rejects the insulin that I take. And after being on certain insulins for a prolonged period of time, I actually become completely resistant and almost have allergic reactions to it and don't get any results with my blood sugars from taking it.
Wow.
Which has made the diabetes unbelievably difficult to manage through the years. For the last 4 years, I've been on the same insulin. And it's been working wonders, knock on wood, and hopefully it continues to stay that way.
Do you use a pen?
No, I am on an insulin pump.
You're on a pump?
Yes, I'm on a Tandem Slim X2 insulin pump in conjunction with a Dexcom G6 continuous glucose monitoring system. And I know that's a mouthful, but basically what that means is I'm running a semi closed loop external pancreas system, so to speak. So my glucose.
I have quite a few friends are on the pump.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
I was on a pump for over 15 years and then went off of it shortly after I lost my sight because I wasn't able to independently safely manage it. And went on back on injections, but I was on a minimum of 15 injections a day. For about 5.5 years. And that's when they got me onto this newer version of the pump with the monitoring system built in. And it's just amazing the difference that has made.
You don't have to give yourself a needle now.
Every 2 days I have to switch the cannula out, where the insulin is continuously pumping into my body. It's similar to an IV, but it goes into my fat cells instead of into a vein.
Wow, that's something else.
I got a question for you, Liz.
Yes, Gary.
You said you went blind after you were 27?
Yes, sir.
Okay. My question is, did you ever have a chance to drive?
I did. I drove for 11 and a half years.
I drove
for just as long as I've been blind now.
Yeah. Well, at least you got a chance to drive. You had to experience what it is. I mean, I haven't now driven in 40 years, 43 years. And I used to be a heavy equipment operator, Navy Seabees. I'd run bulldozers or cranes, and now I can't do a tricycle.
Oh, Liz, my goodness.
Liz, one of the things that you and I were talking about off the air is that we would like people to have a positive outlook for 2024. And that is what I wanted you to tell people.
If you listen to her.
Yeah.
You get a positive attitude just by listening to her.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Tell us about your Self-Discovery Advisor website and what is that all about?
Well, when I did end up going back to school after I lost my sight, I wanted to better myself so that I could help support, encourage, and empower other people. And I got certified as a 3-time master life coach now. I have 14 specialty certifications in life coaching and special areas of life coaching. And basically, I help support, encourage, and empower others in their life to either overcome obstacles that they're facing, or even just to, what I like to explain to people is I can help them feel that relaxed, you know, at the beach feeling like you're on vacation all the time without actually having to be on the beach. Just make that.
So you would consider yourself as a therapist? You would be a therapist?
It's similar to a therapist. However, in therapy, you do need a license according to the state right. that you're working in. And in terms of therapy, what a therapist or psychotherapist would typically do is take you back into your past so that you can overcome obstacles you're having now. In life mm-hmm. coaching, you don't necessarily need a licensure of any sort. It's not an okay. accredited program. However, when it comes to life coaching, we focus on now to better your future okay. rather
than. I could interrupt you for a second. Anybody out there listening to our show right now, if you want to call and ask any questions yourself, call 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. Thank you.
Fantastic, Gary.
Can you give an example of what you might say to somebody to get them, you know, the stress of the holidays is it's over, but it's not over. Everybody's worn out and like, oh, it's January 2024. You know, they're just still wrapped up in all the stress of the holidays. What could you say to people to help them get back on track and focus on being positive for the new year?
The first thing to really pay attention to is stopping and taking a deep breath. Bringing your focus to the exact moment you're in and focusing on how your breathing feels, everything around you will kind of melt away because you're changing your focal point and you're where you're focusing all of your energy and your attention and intention. I believe that the more, it's not even necessarily a matter of being positive, but being aware enough to be open-minded when it comes to what we're facing and thinking realistically, not, you know, having unreasonable expectations of ourselves. It's more how do we change or alter the way we view ourselves and our lives and how we interact with others, including ourselves, to make it a better place to live for everyone. And you don't have to go out and spend money to do that. You don't need to, you know, continue to worry of, oh, well, I didn't get so-and-so a gift. Well, that's okay. You know, don't stress out about that. You know, if they don't understand, then what is the reasoning behind trying to give a gift there? What's the purpose behind that? Are you doing it, you know, is trying being aware of why we're doing certain things, you know, and what the purpose behind them are. You know, are we doing something simply because it's a tradition and because society has built us to feel this way? Or are we doing it because it makes us feel good and we saw this and thought so-and-so would appreciate it and bring it them joy watching, you know, and bringing us joy in the process. So trying just to look at a situation differently, it's not even necessarily from a more positive light, but just a different angle, taking it from, you know, asking somebody else, how do you interpret this? You know, it's okay to ask for help. It's okay to admit that you're not okay, but it's also okay to
enjoy the good things in life because everybody deserves it. Everybody deserves joy. Everybody deserves happiness. And a lot of times we're so focused on the past, the future, or the negativity that surrounds us and the drama that's taking place, rather than focusing on the present moment and the joy that we can appreciate in that moment. And we're creating so much extra stress for ourselves that we just don't need.
That is certainly for sure. Chris, can Absolutely. We go to an early break? And then when we come back, we'll talk to Liz a little bit more, and then we'll do some trivia.
Roger that.
Okay. Thank you, Chris. So we'll go.
Thanks, Chris.
And we'll Anytime. Be right back. Stay tuned to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think. Stargardt disease was supposed to define me.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down. A blinding eye disease attempted to force me away from doing what I was born to do.
But it cannot stop me. I have the tools.
I will keep moving forward.
Pushing past the limits of this disability.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Great vision doesn't require great sight. Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Make your impact today. Donate now at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Made by experts to support joint health, calm behavior, GI health, and more. They're easy to use and taste great. ProPlan veterinary supplements are available from your veterinarian, online, and at pet specialty retailers near you. Shop now at vetdirect.com.
This segment is brought to you by eSight, the life-changing electronic glasses for people with low vision.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the
Spectrum
Power Studios.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Gary, would you like to give out the number in case anybody would like to call in and join the conversation? And then Gary doesn't hear it. Well, it's
40.
There you go, Liz.
7-894-1680.
There you go. Thank you, Liz. So,
You're
Liz,
so welcome.
Another thing that you and I were talking about, I didn't say it yet, but I had surgery on Tuesday, and I had not been in a medical setting since 1989, so I was a nervous wreck. I'm not ashamed to say it, and a little panicky, very anxious. I had cataract surgery, which was a little bit more than the usual cataract surgery. It was a little more complicated in my right eye. And I had a bad astigmatism in my right eye, and it had to be corrected. And I was telling Liz, and then I said to Liz, you know what, Liz, I sure hope you don't feel like I'm being insensitive, because here you are, you had a prosthetic eye put in a few months ago, and here I am complaining about a cataract surgery. And what did you say, Liz?
Remember? It's not insensitive at all.
Yeah.
It's a matter of your feelings are completely valid and everyone's experiences are different. So we, as the human race, immediately want to compare ourselves to others or others' experiences. But when in fact our own experiences are so intense and valid in their own right, that we actually disqualify a lot of our own feelings, adding more stress to our plates because our expectations of ourselves have become unbelievably unrealistic and unreasonable.
Well, you were very kind and you didn't put me down or say, hey, I'm blind and I got a prosthetic eye. And what are you complaining about? You didn't do that at all. And
no, I feel it's really important, Lynn. You know, it shows people that you actually are listening too. It's not a matter of just, oh, you know, stop talking. You know, I don't feel that way when talking to people. You know, I want to hear what's going on with them. I want to hear, you know, their feelings and why they're feeling the way they are. You know, it's not my place to judge that. It's not my place to compare myself to that and think, oh, well, what are you complaining about? You have no idea what it's like. Well, you might not know my situation, but I've not lived in your shoes either.
Right.
So, you know, it's all a matter of coming from a place of love and non-judgment. Yes, Michael.
Yeah, that's unusual. What you just said and what we're talking about with you and Lynn.
I guess that's why I confided in Liz, because I know how special she is. A lot of people understand.
Oh, what's the big deal? I mean, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
You're very unusual that way, where you think.
She's very compassionate.
A lot of people could be completely different with a different mindset than you.
Oh, it's just another
because your mindset is positive, and you can have a negative mindset, which a lot of our audience does have a negative mindset, which I wish they didn't, but they do. They should listen to you.
Before we move on to something, you know, just on the lighter side of life, Liz, why don't you give everybody your website and how they can reach you if they would like to talk to you?
Absolutely. And that would be great, Lynn. Thank you. I am on social media, Facebook at The Self-Discovery Advisor. Instagram is also The Self-Discovery Advisor, all one word. If you want to check out my website, it's www.theselfdiscoveryadvisor.com. And if you want to email me and just start a conversation, you know, let me know that you heard about me on the Blind and Beyond radio show. I have a little something up my sleeve if you do come my way for any services and mention that, you will receive a special little goodie from me. But you can email me at theselfdiscoveryadvisor@gmail.com as well. And I usually ask for 24 to 48 hours to get back to you, because I do, you know, do this in my extra time.
All right.
And things like that. But it is my absolute joy to be able to be there and support others and to perhaps just bring a different focal point to a moment to help de-stress and bring some joy and light into people's lives.
Thank you, Liz.
Right now it's time to go to trivia.
It's Gary's first.
Gary, you're first with the trivia.
Yeah.
Gary, you're
okay.
up.
Okay.
Trivia time.
This is going to be a difficult one now, everybody.
All right.
Michael loves football. He has a favorite football team that he watches and don't never miss. And one hint is he's from Pennsylvania.
All right.
So the trivia question is what? What's my team?
What's the name of your football team from Pennsylvania?
You guys better give out the phone number. We have new callers all the time.
Phone
new
number.
Listeners.
Gary, give it out the phone.
407-894-1680 to win. Call 407-894-1680. Call today.
What's the name of my football team? My favorite football team.
Oh, that's shucks. That's a piece of cake. It's the New York Giants. Everybody know that.
Chris, yeah, I just heard the score.
What a joke.
I just heard the score too.
Don't do it.
we know he loved the Commanders.
Yeah,
that's what they're calling now, the Commanders. So he's
and
in,
so how are the
he's
Bears
in command.
Doing, Chris?
Yeah, they just fell off the cliff too.
Oh, my goodness!
Oh, I got a caller.
Oh, goody!
Hey, we got a winner, I think. Yeah,
except
that should be pretty
not
easy.
True. They're not your favorite anymore after tonight. All right, well, think positive. Like Liz said, don't think negative.
Sure thing. Sure. Now my son's looking for his team to win Washington over Gary's football team in Buffalo.
Oh, right. Yeah, the Buffalo Bills. I hope it's a new caller, but they might not know.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
They might not know your team, a new caller.
I love when the new people call.
Oh, we do too. We love it. Yeah. Love it, love it, love it. They call from all over.
I mean, not we usually have a lot. When our regular callers call in either. I mean, that's always a joy too, but it's always we nice love to everybody. Hear a new voice.
Love the new voices. Love the new things that we got to teach them.
Absolutely.
So whether you're sighted, whether you're vision, pan, or blind, you can call in. I don't care. Michael, like we said, we don't talk about religion. We don't talk about politics. We talk about everything else.
Tell that funny, quick little story about that woman when she called in and you asked if she was sighted. That's funny. I love listening to that.
I always ask when people, new people call in, I always say, are you sighted? And she said, what? Are you sighted? And she said, yeah, I'm so excited. I said, no, I'm not too excited. Question is, are you sighted? She didn't understand because in the world that we're in, it's you're either sighted or you're vision impaired or blind. Well, you have to be one of the three.
So she was just really excited. We understood the assignment.
Yeah, Chris, I believe
you get excited too.
Caller Chris just recently won like 2 weeks ago, so unfortunately he can't say hello, but he can't win.
Okay, all right. Well, let's say hello to Jim.
We'll say hello. That's all.
Yeah, Jim, you can't win, Jim, because you hasn't been 30 days yet. All right.
Yeah. He probably didn't know our rules.
Yeah. So
hello, Jim.
This is Jim, I believe, from
Jim from Stuart, Florida.
Oh, Stuart. Wait a minute. Maybe it's a different one. Stuart or Pinellas County? Jim.
You said Tim.
Tim from Stuart.
Oh, Tim. I'm sorry. I thought it said. I thought you said Tim. Tim.
And I have a patch over my eye, Chris, so I can't.
So is it Tim? Is it Tim or Jim?
No, it's Tim.
Oh, okay.
Tim.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, Tim.
New caller.
New caller.
On the road home from work. Come on, guys. I haven't talked to you in a while.
So where are you calling from?
Oh, well, hey, it's always good to hear you people. I hear you. I don't call in all the time. And the last lady says, hey, man, don't feel sorry for yourself. Look out for somebody else, man. Ain't that right?
That's right.
That's right.
So maybe Tim has the answer.
So do you think you have the answer?
Steelers.
No.
No.
Sorry.
Well,
sorry.
It's one of two. Hey.
Wow. Sorry. I listen all the time. Good to talk with you guys. Love y'all.
Thank
okay?
you. Keep on listening.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah, tonight. Call again. All righty.
Yep. Well, Michael, I thought we'd get the real answer first off.
I thought
off,
it said Jim.
Well, yeah, I tricked somebody. Yay.
Yeah. Well, it was 50-50 on that answer.
Yeah. But I still tricked someone.
Maybe somebody else will call. And then we have to do Liz's before the top of the hour. Yep.
I'm going to have to give the answer. They don't know it.
Well, we'll see. Maybe he'll get another call.
I could call in from my cell phone.
it's funny, Lynn. I was going to ask a real easy one.
I don't want to. Let's not embarrass ourselves with that question.
But it was too easy.
Yeah, it was really easy.
Well, he says, make some of them easy. We want winners. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So I had to come up with a tougher one.
Yep. Well, how long are we going to wait? Just another minute?
That's it.
Another minute. I can't believe this.
Better give the phone number again.
407-894-1680.
Come on. This is an easy one. Yeah, Michael always mentions his team every week almost.
He does.
I'm going to give the answer.
He loves it.
Well, it's Gary's question. How are you giving the
answer? Okay, Gary, the answer.
All right, everybody. Come on. The Eagles.
There you go.
All right, I got a caller on the phone line.
Oh, no, it's a caller. I knew you guys were doing it too soon.
Yeah.
Well, who is it? Who is it?
It was our good friend Terry from Connecticut.
Oh.
We'll put Terry on anyhow. We'll say hello.
Hey, Terry, they just as I was hanging to transfer you over, they was giving the answer.
Oh, somebody got the answer.
Yeah, they
gave it. No, you wouldn't want. What did you say the answer was?
I don't think he heard the answer. So let's see what he
says. I don't think he heard the answer.
No, let's give it. Let's see what he says.
Yeah.
I'm going to say the Philadelphia Eagles.
You got it, buddy. You're going to be a winner tonight.
Good job, Woo-hoo. Barry knows.
Boy, you just came in under the wire.
Yeah. Hey, Happy New Year's to you guys. Happy New Year's
happy
to everyone.
Happy New Year.
We have to tell somebody.
Happy New Year to you, Terry.
Happy New Year and good luck. See, it pays to listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. So he just won himself a $10 gift card from Subway.
Yay.
Now, I have to tell you something, folks, so you'll understand. When he's on hold, he can't hear the show.
Yeah.
So that's the reason why we let him say it, because if he could hear the show, he knew the answer from us. But when we were talking, when we talk, when he calls in, he's on hold. When he's on hold, he can't hear the show. Okay. So he didn't know I'll say the answer.
Congratulations, Terry.
Technically, he's a winner.
Well, thank you.
I got to give a funny story right now talking about this.
Can we do it after listening?
Yeah, I'm going to do it real fast.
Okay.
Well, last night, my son and I were talking. I always say, okay, what's the score going to be? Now, the Eagles have been playing terrible lately.
Really? Terrible.
So he says to me, oh, well, I say 30-17. 30-17. So I said to him, jokingly, because everybody knows that Philadelphia Eagles are going to win. So I said, jokingly, who's the 30? He says, come on, Dad. I said, no, who's the 30? He said, come on, it's the Eagles. I said, okay. Now, it turned out to be the other team, New York Giants, won 27-17.
Wow. Yep.
So they lost. So it just shows to show you that I was joking around with my son that I was hoping I'd be wrong, but it ended up to be the other team won.
That's your cause. You did it. You did it to him.
You jinxed the team, Mike. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, you jinxed the team, Michael.
Okay, Liz, now it's your trivia.
Hey, Terry, hold on one moment. I know I think we got your information, but hold on one moment. All right, Terry?
Okay.
Yeah, we have it.
Okay. Liz, Alexa, it's your trivia. You're up.
My trivia. All right. So the question is, in what year was the song Imagine by John Lennon released?
Uh-oh, everybody's going to be on their smart thing. What do you call those things?
Smart question again?
I don't know that answer.
Say the question again.
Oh, okay. In what year was John Lennon's song Imagine released?
That's a hard question. They might not even know who John Lennon is.
Looking it up. Are you kidding?
They're all looking it up.
They're all looking it up.
You can't look it up.
Remember, Gary, in the days when we had the show and there was no such thing as a smart speaker?
Absolutely.
People
Absolutely.
Had to know it, or they knew
they
it.
They had to know it.
Yeah, yep. Exactly.
We're seeing. And I learned all this from watching Jeopardy.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Lady A came out, and that was it. It was over for us. Yeah.
And Google.
Yeah, that's all right. That's all right. We love callers calling. You know.
Yeah.
So they might have been that.
Repeat the question again, Liz.
The question was: in what year was John Lennon's song "Imagine" released?
If somebody calls up, I'm going to ask them another question. Who is John Lennon? What group was he in with? They may not know who John Lennon is.
I doubt that one, Michael. Everybody knows who John Lennon was and was with. But I'm a fan of the Beatles, and I don't know that.
You just told the answer, Gary.
Ah, did I?
No, he didn't.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
But John Lennon, who was he with?
You're ruining Liz's question.
Oh, that one, yeah.
Nobody's going to get
that. That was too easy.
Let me see something here. Let me read about glaucoma here a little bit. I found a couple of articles, and this one says, with all types of glaucoma, as I said before, January is Glaucoma Awareness Month. With all types of glaucoma, the nerve connecting the eye to the brain is damaged, usually due to high pressure. And that's what Michael and Gary and Liz were talking about. You must go get your eyes checked, about two times a year for the pressure? I go once a year. The most common type of glaucoma is the open-angle glaucoma, and often it has no symptoms other than slow vision loss. An angle closure glaucoma, although rare, is a medical emergency, and its symptoms include eye pain with nausea and sudden visual disturbance. And there is no cure, but the treatment includes eye drops, medications, and surgery. So, Michael, you had organ surgeries because of that.
I had all the above.
You did.
I had all the above. Tunnels.
If I could, Lynn, I'd like to add. I put in tunnels, canals.
Yeah, drainage.
I know a lot of people have had glaucoma, and the eye didn't get taken care of. It was so painful. Like a migraine headache.
My number went up to 50.
Mine was up to 84.
84?
You hurt?
Beyond hurting, yeah. It was pretty
Beyond bad. Hurting, exactly. Migraine type. Oh, my God.
My eye drop was at 50, and he brought it down in 2 seconds down to zero.
Came in on weekends to treat you.
He took it down to zero, and then he had a hard time to get it up.
That's what ended up happening. I had to go in every day. My eye too, Michael.
I had to go every day to get the pressure up, and it was a big thing when he got up to 5 and 6.
He wanted it at 10, I think. 10 it was good for you. Mine was 17 last week. Not too bad. So.
All righty. I got
give
a
the
caller.
Answer. I got an answer. Everybody looking it up already.
I got a caller.
We got a caller.
I got a caller.
Woohoo! Who's our caller?
All right, this is Valerie.
Valerie.
All the way from Coral Springs, Florida.
Coral Springs.
No, she's not in. New
York. No.
All right, Valerie from Coral Springs, Florida.
Yes, this is me.
Do you know the answer to our trivia?
Do you want the answer?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Yeah, we do.
Okay. I believe it's 1971.
That is right.
Yay, we got another winner.
She just won herself a $10 gift card from Subway.
Congratulations. What's it like down there, Valerie? We have relatives there. It said it's pouring. Is it pouring?
Rainy, ain't it?
No, not bad here.
No.
Wow.
It's chilly.
It's going to be.
Yeah.
We lived in Coral Springs for 19 and a half years.
Yeah, I know those Beatles. I know those Beatles songs.
That's good. Got $10 out of it.
Well, congratulations, Valerie. Thanks so much for calling in.
Thank you, Valerie. Hold on one moment, all right?
Okay, sure. You have my address, I believe.
Yeah, somewhere. Congratulations.
Yeah, we still live in Coral Springs.
Yeah, well, we do. Yep.
We lived off of Riverside.
North of Wiles Road.
Yep. Oh, so that explains everything. No wonder y'all act wild.
Actually, it was W-I-L-E-S, Wiles.
Oh, okay. Wiles from, y'all was wilding out.
That's right. We were wilding out.
Okay. Hey.
Oh, my goodness. So what do we
man,
have?
Man, I got to add something tonight.
Okay, good.
I just quickly wanted to mention. About this weather. What the weather? You know, we asked about the rain down there and everything. We're supposed to get that weather tricked me out, and the weatherman did too. Because yesterday, then announcing this Sunday was going to be a thunderstormy, rainy day, correct?
Right.
So, what I do, I make chili yesterday. I said, I got it ready for tomorrow. It's no rain and it's nice out.
Oh, you can't eat the chili if the sun's out?
Oh, I ate it. Oh, yeah, I can eat chili in the summertime, too, but I made my homemade chili like my mother used to make. Yeah, I could eat chili year-round, but
me too.
Just made it special for a cold, rainy, crappy day, you know, just dang, it messed me up.
I remember, Gary, when we used to go to the studio and you used to bring me chili to take
chili, Sloppy Joe.
Yep.
I brought a lot of stuff in. Everybody loved it.
Yeah,
finally got back to cooking after Gary's gone.
And if it wasn't for you, our grandson wouldn't be a cook, a chef now.
Absolutely. How did he do that, Michael?
And you got to talk to our granddaughter on, what was it, New Year's Eve?
Yeah.
I did.
That was
Christmas
nice.
Eve.
And she remembered.
Yeah.
I took him out and put him on the grill. And I says, I'm not going to cook all these burgers. I says, you go ahead and help me now. You go ahead. I'll tell you what to do. He started flipping burgers. The next thing, he's a gourmet steak specialist now.
Yeah. That's good. All right, so, Chris, are we going to break now, Michael? All right. Chris, I guess we're going to break to the top of the hour.
We're
going
to go to break. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We'll be right back
lots more.
With lots more and more trivias. Yep. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum, think forward.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community.
The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge on treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Donate today at fightingblindness.org. A public service message.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
You have the power to help your pet thrive with ProPlan Veterinary Supplements. Made by experts to support joint health, calm behavior, GI health, and more. They're easy to take and taste great. ProPlan Veterinary Supplements are available from your veterinarian, online, and at pet specialty retailers near you. Shop now at ProPlanVetDirect.com.